Some of this will fit my face.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, that's why everybody should do stuff, huh?
Yeah. I feel like you should put the whip in there.
No, oh, I can't do that? It right now. It would cut off the open of the show.
Oh.
We talked about that.
Damn.
Coming up on the show today, I'll explain to you why that detox you're thinking of doing is a waste of your time and money.
Mm. Cayenne and lemonade sounds great.
It's a lot of things that are a waste of time and money. Hey, remember that strip club from The Sopranos? It keeps getting robbed again and again. We'll explain that. And I just want to let you know, the poo is in the mail. The poo is in the mail.
Already my favorite tease.
All of those things are coming up.
The poo is in the mail.
The poo is in the mail.
Times two.
Oh, God.
That's actually happening. See, that's why the slug on the show is listen, laugh, and learn.
Yeah. There's knowledge to be had.
There is. Useful knowledge? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But with all that coming up. First off, Kareem is here from the head of the show. Hello, Kareem.
Hello.
I'm fighting off a cold. Hate this.
Uh-oh.
Slightly stuffy.
Keep it over there, Nate.
I'm just slightly stuffy. It could be allergies or something, you know, going back and forth, East Coast to West Coast and all that. I already covered my flight back, so we won't talk about that. Hey, how was everybody's New Year? Kareem, how was your ringing in of 2015?
It was boring. We were dog sitting. So we set
dogs
on the couch
sitting
and
while dogs be shitting.
Which New Year's Rockin' Eve show did you watch, or did you watch a movie?
We watched all three, a little bit of all three, and then I think we watched
Pitbull, of course, on Fox.
We watched a little bit of that. We saw Taylor Swift freezing her ass off, and Christy Teigen.
Wait, she is an ass?
Stop talking about Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor.
She's amazing.
I thought she had plastic straws.
Taylor has a
sticking out of her pant leg.
She has a speed bump.
She's perfect in every way. She's proportional.
That's not even a speed bump. That's like a little twig in the road.
No, she's proportional. I'm sure. I don't stare at her ass, but I'm sure it's proportionate to her body size and shape.
Why don't you take a piece of styrofoam and paint it in beige? It's more interesting than the looks of Taylor Swift.
You are so mean.
The reason why women are women. It's because they have curves to differentiate
from
a girl.
That's just
happened. There's a girl and there's a woman.
And that's her body type. She's beautiful just the way she is. Not everyone has to have curves. Not everyone has to be
thick. If she's beautiful
skinny.
Just the way she is, why does she have to paint her face so thick you can't even tell what skin color she really is?
Oh, that's not even bad. Have you seen some makeup people? I can't name
them. Come on. I saw her on Ellen today. She got so much makeup.
There's a reason why women are women and men are men. Mm-hmm. We like women with curves because we know that they are women and that they are legal.
And if not, we like men. And if we like men, we might be confused with certain lesbians who look like men,
exactly.
Which is why I'm confused about a lot of that stuff.
Yes.
Wait, what the fuck just happened?
I'm confused about lesbian women who like women who look like men.
Oh my God, this topic, I swear.
It's confusing!
I've answered this about like probably 20 times.
It's just they hate penises, they like vaginas, but they like everything else about a man.
Oh, in the month of December, you weren't here.
No, but with other people. For some reason, I come out to someone, they find out that I'm gay, and then they're like, so I have a question for you. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, I'm not the spokesperson, first of all. Second of all, I don't like, that's not my type. I don't like butch girls, so I can't tell you what it is, but to people that do, that's them. It could be about the person. It doesn't necessarily have to be about what they look like on the outside. You know, like, everyone is beautiful in their own shape, way, or form, unless they're a shitty human being, and in that case, they are a piece of shit. Sorry, I don't like shitty people.
I concur with you on that. Everybody's beautiful on the inside. Some people are not as beautiful on the outside.
Also, everyone's pink on the inside, too.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
It's true.
Moving on.
Why are you, of all people, saying ew?
I don't know. I have an image of, like, two dicks side by side. I still have that image.
Let's
in
go
my head.
Back to Miss Tobias and pretend she has two vaginas wide open. Just
okay.
Saying, come to me.
Anytime I hear the assertion that people are pink on the inside, dicks are not what come to mind.
Yeah. No, I just thought, I don't know why. It's like an image you can't see. Like, go see it and tell me, like, it just, I don't know what it is.
Again.
I don't know what it is.
Pink does not make me think of dicks.
Just, no.
I don't. Just go see the picture.
How many dicks have you seen that
she's been
only seen like twice,
she
too,
was
right?
Scarred by the two dick dude that we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah, so that, I looked at the picture.
Okay, so that's four dicks that you've seen.
Well, I mean, I don't remember. I was really drunk for the first two.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you've seen two dicks.
Yeah.
But
anyhow,
go look at the picture and then you'll understand why the color.
Listen to this sound and just enjoy it.
That's the sound of Canadian beer opening.
That was imported, maybe even smuggled. I might just go as far as to say smuggled.
It was in no way smuggled. I declared this.
He imported it.
I imported Molson Export, which is not available outside of Canada, by the way. So it's an odd name. Yeah, brought it back.
It's called Export.
It's Molson Export.
And it's not available outside of Canada.
Correct. It's an enigma.
There's humor.
It's an enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in an enigma.
Would you allow me to waterfall that or perhaps get a glass and pour just a sip so I can taste?
Yeah, absolutely.
God bless you. I'll with the show.
Yeah, go ahead and do that and I'll talk about. So Kareem did the dog sitting. Diana, what did you do on New Year's Eve?
Oh, my dumbass agreed to go to TBD, which is that little rave thing they had in the across from Lowbro, like that little block in Midtown.
Yeah.
So I went to that, and it was fun. Like, I had a lot more fun than anticipated, really. But besides that, it was cool. What the fuck just happened?
Sam's trying to sneak in under his microphone, and he just
knocked that shit. Vest. Yeah, you just knocked that shit
he
over.
He just rubbed it all over
my
himself.
Vest is puffy, dog.
Puff daddy, no.
So go on.
So that was cool. I mean, I got punched in the face a lot, because I'm like being... Here's the thing.
Hold
there's
on,
a whole bunch
hold
of
on,
white...
Hold on, hold on.
Diana get punched in the face? Do we need to step up for you, girl?
No,
you
because go beat it's some... a lot of drunk, white, tall white people, and I'm like perfect like height.
Oh,
for
you
a
got
lot of
elbow,
people.
Elbow altitude.
And like smacked, oh, and then okay. I got pushed okay. around. It was just a lot of people. It wasn't like shit was going down.
Your face just happened to be where their hands were. It's not like they were.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like a thing. And then but everyone was
and
drunk. I don't like drunk people.
And the crowd of drunk white people. Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
So I wasn't like it wasn't anything bad, but it was just like besides that, I mean, I had a lot of fun. I think I saw many of you, but all white people look alike, so I don't.
You kind of have to like. You have to like declare a space so that you don't get.
I try.
You need to put your elbows up like this
and like
just
a cholo.
Elbow anyone in the kidney that comes near you.
You need to watch NBA games from the late 80s, the Pistons specifically, and watch how they box out and just do that.
I just box
you,
out and then
that's
just
how you
do
create
dance.
Space with yourself with your booty and your elbows. Booty and elbows. Sam, you're sampling the Molson
Export. I
have to say,
Molson Export is the champagne of Canadian beers.
It is the working man's beer. It is not fancy
I feel like
anything.
I want to celebrate right now.
Here's the thing about Molson Export. If you're watching hockey, this is the fantastic thing. It's got the vented can. I just wanted to bring a little Canada back with me.
I feel like I've just sipped of Queen Elizabeth's 8th nipple because she has 8 boobs, which we didn't talk about on the previous episode.
No, we've not talked about that at all. It was a lot of effort for a very pedestrian beer.
That's good. I like
but
that.
it's something different.
Thanks for bringing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So you did that. You dog sat. What did you do for your New Year's?
Well, you know, we debated. This is the tough thing when you have friends.
It
sucks having friends because y'all can't agree sometimes.
We're all talking about our New Year's Eve. Sam's like, listen, you guys want to understand? It's really hard having friends.
You won't get it. I know you guys definitely won't relate.
Yeah, that's friends. How I ended up fucking dog sitting on New Year's Eve because I have friends.
Because of friends, Corbin gets it. You know, we had friends want to go to San Fran. You got friends want to go to Sac-Tiz. You got friends who want to go to Davis and have a nice little, like, medium little, we'll do something. We got friends who want to go up on a mountaintop, which is actually rings more true with me. What we ended up doing.
Of course you do.
Getting naked and run around in freezing cold temperatures. What we ended up doing was staying around in small town Vacaville,
mm-hmm.
which should be pronounced Bacabuya, B-A, or whatever. It's look, that's Spanish for cow village.
It should be pronounced like this, but let me just fuck it up.
That shit up. It's a cow town. It's called Vacaville.
Yeah.
So let's stay in downtown Vacaville, which is what we ended up doing.
Okay.
But there's this little old theater that had been abandoned for years, and they just redid it. It's called Theater de Ville. And yeah. they're starting to do comedy now.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to be there on the 23rd.
I'm going to catch that show.
Oh, for real? Hell
I'll bring
yeah.
somebody over there, and we'll have a
Air
good old time.
He's lying to you.
No, I'm going to be there 23rd.
Lying.
23rd of January?
No.
You better inform me. Anyhow, they had what was supposed to be this grand thing, you know, hey, get your free party favors, the sweet hat and your right. sweet necklaces. We're going to have champagne toast. We're going to have a live DJ playing the coolest dance hits, and they turn their big old dance floor open, you know. We get there. There's about 13, 40 to, you know, 60-year-old people. And and then our group.
So grown-ups, yeah.
A bunch of grown-ups. We're just sitting there.
They wanted to have a quiet New Year.
Having a quiet evening.
They wanted to let you know that they're still hip.
And I go, and we're noticing that there's Fuse, the television music network Fuse.
Right.
It's not MTV, it's Fuse, playing what they call dance hits. But let me tell you, everything on there is a droning, depressing, you can't move your body to it, dig your grave and you hate your life bullshit.
Sure.
And I'm sitting here, I'm trying to celebrate the end of this year and the start of New Year, and I can't even dance. And I can dance to pretty much fucking anything.
Right, you can dance if you
want
to.
I can dance if I want to.
You
I can
leave
my
friends behind.
Yeah.
Because your friends don't dance, and
if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine.
And all my men wear hats.
Okay. By the way, one of the records I brought back from my youth.
You did bring back some fun.
I did. I have a 45. It's the first 45 I ever bought. It's Men Without Hats, the Safety Dance.
That is noteworthy.
So continue with your story.
Okay. Anyhow, I go and talk to the bartender, who's one middle-aged woman by herself, and I say, hey, when's the DJ coming? Because on your little page, you promised a DJ playing some good dance hits. Oh, I'm sorry. No DJ. This is all we got. Depressing, dumbass, bummer songs that you can't shake your bonbon to. So luckily, there happened to be two brothers who I feel a kinship with. These young men came in, obviously different from the rest of the crowd, and started shaking their bonbon to some shitty-ass song. Okay. And one pointed at me and did this motion.
Oh, God.
The curling of the finger. The beckoning. And you know what I did? I responded to the call.
He went over and you fucked him in the ass.
Damn near. But we told that shit up. And guess
the
what?
Ass or the... I'm so confused now.
Just leave it to the imagination.
Wow.
Let me tell you, though, when we were done doing what we were doing, the whole room was clapping and applauding, and something happened. The night shifted, and there was a lot of mirth and joy and laughter. And then I made out with my girlfriend a lot. We'll leave it at that.
Hey. Well, I was traveling back because the only way to get back and forth from the East Coast around the holidays was to fly out and hear the full story of my trip on the last show, if you missed it. Fly out, red eye on the 23rd, back on New Year's Eve. I landed at SAC International Airport at 10:45 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
It's miserable.
And my girlfriend Leslie picked me up. Got the suitcases, got everything. Got back here, got everything in the house. Just in time to turn on the TV, open the champagne, and toast the new year.
Oh, how cute. That
was my New Year's celebration, which being compared to high turbulence and a farting old man in front of me was really awesome.
Why didn't you toast some of your Molson's
because it was warm.
Ew.
Okay.
It was.
I'm telling you, that's a champagne of beer.
It did not stay cold in the airplane. Plus, we had the almond champagne for the. The almond champagne is the shit. It's the shit.
Damn, son.
I forget what brand it is.
But like almond champagne.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's got a little almond flavor to it, and it is the shit. It's awesome stuff.
It means he got laid after he drank some.
You know it.
So yeah, that was
that made it flavor go up like 10 times.
Take note.
That was the New Year's after a cross country flight. It was a long day, man. Although I did get to have a fresh heady topper beer in the skinny pancake at the airport in Burlington. Mm-hmm. $10 for the can. Little bit of a look, it's a big can. And normally in the
$10 worth of can?
Okay. You're in an airport.
Oh, okay.
It's normally if you buy the can in the store, it's $4 or $4.50.
Right. Okay.
So it's about a little over 100% markup.
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's one of the rarest beers to find because they don't brew that much of it. And it's only brewed at one place in Vermont. So I had that, and then I had something else called Fiddlehead beer, which was pretty good too.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you're ever flying into Burlington, hit the skinny pancake and have some beers.
You didn't buy any coats at the Coat Factory?
That is not where the Burlington Coat Factory is. No. So there you go. And when I got back, New Year's Day, went to the movies.
What'd you see?
Top five.
Oh, yes.
Top five.
Chris Rock.
Of course, Kevin Hart was in it because Kevin Hart is contractually obligated to be in every movie these days.
So it seems.
He was very funny. I like Kevin Hart's. Kevin Hart's part was one of the funnier parts of the movie. After Kevin Hart.
We call that love, bro.
It was good. It was interesting. It wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't a great movie either. I'll be interested to see what you think of it, Kareem, when you see it, because there's a long scene in there that's dropped in, and it's in the trailer too, where you see Tracy Morgan and every African American who's ever been on Saturday Night Live in a room, just busting balls and joking.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Right, but it doesn't really forward the plot of the movie at all. It's just like they dropped in that scene to do it.
We wouldn't look at it as that. We would look at it as that's what happens when when I go home, that would be what would happen. So for us, that would be advancing the plot of the movie.
Oh no, I got kind of the whole idea of it. It just was like, oh, okay, what Chris Rock wrote it and directed it and he started it. Yeah. And
that movie probably was 90% ad lib.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Here and the other thing about it is he needed a little bit of help. Because I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was on the precipice of being a really good movie.
Yeah.
I would give it probably like a B-.
Yeah.
C+, B-. I think if he would have had a little help, either with direction or maybe a little bit of help with writing to get the sort of the plot and everything, just to tighten stuff up here and there, I think it could have been a much, much better movie. Because it had a couple of really good, poignant parts in it,
right,
as well as being funny. And I'm not going to spoil those for you. I will say this. The cameos near the end of the movie are fantastic. And one of them... the funniest one of the movie, the funniest moment in the movie, was DMX.
Oh yeah, him in jail.
DMX in jail.
DMX.
Yeah. DMX.
Don't you know I'm running this motherfucker?
DMX, and I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but DMX is fucking hilarious in the movie. Jerry Seinfeld has a very funny cameo in the movie as well, but the Kevin Hart scene is very good, but. Top five. I was the as I walked into the movie theater, I was the only white guy in there. I wasn't the only white person in there, Kareem.
Oh, I know.
Because there were plenty of white girls with their black boyfriends.
Yes.
And then to trump me, this trumped me though. The white family showed up.
The whole family.
The white family. Now I'm not sure.
The Trump family with Donald and his hair.
No.
Donald wouldn't be caught in a black movie.
I'm not sure if it was a teenage couple or a teenage brother and sister, but there were chaperones there, so it was like a family thing. So it was like two teenagers about 15, 16, and then two parents. And they were way white.
Yeah.
And they sort of... I was very surprised because in a predominantly black audience, there was not a lot of yelling back at the screen.
Yeah.
I was like, What I've been hearing so much about. I was looking.
See, that's how you know that it was a good movie.
I was kind of looking forward to all the yelling at the screen.
Yeah.
There was no yelling at the screen. There was not a lot of you tell him.
Yeah.
You tell him.
That's because there was no white people in there doing dumb shit. That's usually who they're yelling at the screen.
That's true.
It's like, you dumb bitch, don't go there.
That's how it is. I was in Fairfield, and I watched the horror film White Noise starring Michael Keaton.
Oh, my God.
And
the
whole time.
How did you get through that
one
sitting?
This black chick sitting next to me the whole time. Oh, girl, don't you dare go in there. Oh, I saw you do that! And the whole time.
Yelling that's
at
why.
This idiot on the screen. It's
because there was no stupid white people to yell at in the movie. That's why.
Okay.
There were a couple of stupid white people to yell at the movie.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I would say it's definitely worth a rental.
Oh.
Nice.
I mean, I'm
going to go see it.
Yeah.
You've whet my appetite.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what you think of it, just because obviously you're going to take it from a different perspective.
I just said
what
Diana had a look on her face.
And I was
going to
go see it yesterday, but I was so tired from us having dogs at for so many nights. And
that is rough,
sleep on the couch.
You're sitting on dogs, and
dog.
Sarah Palin's son is
standing on
dogs.
A dog, yeah.
No.
What are you doing?
I was sleeping on the couch, and my dog slept on the couch with me.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
Which she likes to sleep. She doesn't like, she's a 50-pound dog, and she thinks she can sleep behind you on the couch.
Oh, no. Spooner. We got a spooner here.
She's a big spoon.
Yeah, which means you're like on the edge of the couch.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of sleeping going on.
Arms hanging off. Yeah.
But I'm going to see that this weekend, that and Selma.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay, I have to. There is a crime, by the way, in the trailer portion before first five or top five. By the way, and top five is, it's sort of based on that scene where they name their top five rappers.
Yeah.
So they're showing the trailers, and it's like, this comedy, that comedy, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, the Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell movie, Get Hard.
Oh, my God.
Which
There's
looks,
so much wrong with that.
Which looks funny. I'm probably going to see it in the theater.
I'm probably not going to see that at all.
I don't think that should be a movie.
Well, no one cares what you think.
This is why.
But here's, here's the problem. So they played that.
That might be Kevin Hart's downfall.
And then I think so. Listen, Kevin Hart's in 8,000 movies this year. He'll be fine.
He has to fuck up one time.
He did the movie with Ice Cube.
Yes.
And that was awful.
Which one was that?
Ice Cube, Ice Tea.
Ride Along.
Vanilla Ice.
Ride Along.
Yeah. That'll be fine, but
I liked Ride Along.
Of course you did. So they played the trailer for a bunch of different movies, and then it was Get Hard, and then they played the trailer for Selma.
Selma Hayek?
No, Selma.
They should have a movie called Selma Hayek.
It would be different.
Sam, don't get punched in the throat.
Exactly. And by the way, here's the thing. Oprah ruined the trailer for me because at one point...
Oprah ruins any trailer.
Oprah is in the movie Selma.
Yeah, she produced it.
And
last movie she should be in is The Color Purple, and that was great.
And at a certain point, there you'll see it in the movie, and you see it in the trailer where she gets knocked on the ground. It's not a point you should be laughing, but Oprah overacted it, and she got knocked on the ground. She's like, oh, no.
Oh,
look, it's Oprah on the ground. That's funny. And then immediately out of Selma, Hot Tub Time Machine 2. I'm like, motherfucker, I have an emotional whiplash.
That's emotional whiplash.
You go from comedy to Selma back to Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Why is there a touch of time?
There should not be a hot tub.
That's not even a comedy. That's just like, what the fuck?
That's you're an idiot and watch this shit.
Yeah, by the way, put Selma first in the trailers or put Selma last in
the
trailers.
One of the two.
Or put other dramas around it.
Yeah. Don't sandwich it between
it's too,
top bun comedy and bottom bun bullshit.
It's too important a movie and a subject matter to be stuck between Get Hard and Hot
honest.
Tub Time Machine
let's
2.
Let's be honest. That Oprah scene probably shouldn't have been in the movie. Or
I don't know.
At least in the trailer.
I did not laugh out loud, but I did bite my finger to avoid laughing when I saw Oprah.
And again, Color Purple, powerful, beautiful. I love the movie.
Nate, you might
but
have
all
saved
I
your
see
own
is,
life there.
Exactly.
I see Oprah pissing in a cornfield. That's all I see. When you mention Oprah acting. I mean, it was a powerful movie, and that was a sensitive moment in the film. But let's be honest, if that's all you've got out of context, it's a little tough to swallow.
Let's just say this. Unlike Marilyn Monroe in 1950.
Sam, sometimes you remind me of sometimes when I want to punch white people in the throat.
This is that moment.
This is one of those moments.
By the way, Sam?
But I know that Nate needs you for the next two.
You,
next month, so I'm going to let you slide.
God bless you, Kareem.
It was just his birthday.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's your birthday present. I'm not punching you in the throat right
now. You're a man of good integrity and mercy.
But I will say this. Unlike Marilyn Monroe in 1955, Oprah not keeping up on her acting lessons.
Yeah. Right, right.
And who's going to tell Oprah no?
Yeah.
Who's going to be like, Oprah?
Yeah, she...
That wasn't very good.
She produced the movie, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Go. Yeah.
I do want to see Selma. That's another one I want to see in the theater because I think, again, I'll be the only white guy in the theater.
No, actually, no, you won't be.
No, I want to see.
There'll be a bunch of guilty white liberals.
Bunch, yes.
A lot of white guilt.
There'll be a lot of white people in there.
Oh, but they're not the white people I like.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to go to a theater, like a Roseville theater, and watch it and just watch it's everyone's
not
faces.
Playing in the Roseville theater.
So there's the most white people.
Yeah, when I went to see 12 Years a Slave, there were a lot of white people in there.
That movie was bomb. I just got that on Blu-ray for Christmas for my brother. Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
That's probably one of the best movies I've seen.
That's
period.
One of the best movies, period.
Yeah. It was a very good movie.
The way he did that movie was excellent. Like, yeah, that was probably
I love acting, I love direction, I love the editing, I love the cinematography. I think it was gold.
Everything. Yeah.
But you know what? I may go see Selma at that new movie theater in Rockland where you can order
Studio
dinner.
Movie and Grill.
Yeah, that's the one.
Studio movie.
Yeah,
or Grill a movie or some bullshit.
Yeah, you can sit there and eat dinner while you're having a movie. It's dinner and a movie at the same time.
And you can get alcohol. I went to that the first time in Arizona, so you know that's like super white.
Super white, yeah.
Well, I first went to that in Berkeley, and there's hella Asians.
Yeah.
So, there's
gentrified now. It's again, a whole bunch of white people.
Girl, don't even pretend there ain't no Asians over there.
Just in they're too busy in the classrooms. Don't fucking try to take that shit.
I told you, honorarily white. How many times I gotta tell you? That's how that works.
Okay. The Asians are honorary.
By the way, you were in Berkeley. There, it's pretty much just Asians at this point.
It's hella Asian.
Yeah, everything.
Mega Asian. It's mega Asian.
No, all the black people that are moving out of San Francisco and Oakland, they're going to be moving to Berkeley.
I thought they all moved to Stockton.
No, black people not moving to Stockton. Why would they move to Stockton?
No, they would not move to Stockton.
Low
Hopefully
property
they're
values.
Moving away from Stockton.
No. Low property values.
It's low property values, but they're not shit to do in Stockton. We had to be somewhere where you can do shit.
All right. Well, speaking of Doug Marrone, former coach of the Bills, has opted out of his contract after 2 years, mainly because his 2015 salary of $4 million is guaranteed no matter what. Even if he takes a head coaching job with another team, he still receives his full salary from Buffalo.
Wow.
Who was his fucking manager?
What a contract.
Yeah, who organized that? Because I want them to be my manager.
Bill Parcells
had
a...
They could manage my life.
Yeah, seriously.
Bill Parcells had a contract similar to that back when he was general managing the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from.
Well,
how the fuck do they manage that?
ESPN first reported on the sweet deal back in 2013. Marrone exercised the unique option during the final hours of a 3-day window that opened a couple Mondays ago and stipulated that the 4-year contract he signed with the Bills in 2013. The opt-out clause was included in the original contract in the event of an ownership change, which occurred when Terry and Kim Pegula purchased the franchise in October. When Marrone interviewed for a handful of jobs in 2013, he was offered the head coaching position by the Bills and Browns and was a finalist with other teams when he agreed to coach the Bills. So that was built in because in case of an ownership change.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And he actually did them a favor because if they had fired him, they would have had to pay him $8 million.
Right, for both years.
For both years.
And so I could pretend I was paying attention, but I heard Pegula and I heard Oblongata.
No, so now they only have to pay him $4 million. And he wasn't a great coach.
Why? This is such a stupid amount of money for a fucking game when you don't do shit.
He does.
They work. Coaches work.
Yeah, 14, 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
Still a stupid amount of money.
You're a stupid amount of money.
I wish I was a stupid amount of money.
NFL coaches
working to sell those shoes.
NFL coaches work 14, 16 hour days.
Yeah.
No, I know how hard it is to be a coach. Like, I've been around sports. I get it. It's just like, that's a stupid amount of money for a game.
No, that's how much money they generate.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody was paying $1,000 to come see you perform, do you think you should just get like $20 out of that per person?
But you should distribute that wealth amongst
other people. Well, I
mean,
I think that's different.
Yeah. Amongst what other people?
Yeah, what sort of communist manifesto is this?
That was a bad joke.
The communist bullshit is that.
That was a bad joke.
Players are getting paid. The owners are rich as fuck.
Yeah.
The money is there. That's why they're all making.
I guess, for me, I'm talking about the whole concept of sports now. It's just like, that's a stupid amount of money.
That's how much people pay to see. So if you had won the U.S. Open golf tournament, you don't think that you should deserve to get paid for? You don't think you should get a cut of every person that paid to come see you play golf?
I'm not saying that.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying like they shouldn't get paid. I'm just saying that's a stupid amount of money just for sports in general.
That is how much money is generated.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that as a societal problem.
So you're saying that the main money shouldn't. What are you supposed to do?
I think the problem is people spend their money on sports. What?
No, they spend their money on movies too. That's why. Yeah. Actors make $20 million a picture.
Blows my mind.
Okay,
still.
So people hate their lives so much they spend their money on things to distract themselves from their day to day life.
Right.
Yeah.
Then people are.
This is the reality of America.
You get your $10 or $12 worth when you go to a movie, and Leonardo DiCaprio gets his $15 million check for making the movie. That's how the world works.
That's how it works.
Yeah. That's how the world works.
And if you go to a movie theater, if that movie's shown and 12 million people see it, I want a cut from every 12.
You better get
a fucking cut
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fact. I stand firm on that.
I like the fact that they were able to negotiate that into the contract. And I think it's good because ownership changes. Like, look, I agreed to work for these people. You're new people.
Yeah. It's not my fault y'all shifted hands.
And he's a he did them a favor because he sucks. Right. He's not even a 500 coach. He wasn't a 500 coach in college. He hasn't been a 500 coach in the NFL. So I'm like, what the fuck are you paying him for? And why are you interviewing him at this point? Anybody
who's trying to pick him up?
Oh, someone will hire him.
Yeah, the Jets are like, there were a bunch of teams looking at him, and I'm like, why are you looking at him? He hasn't done shit.
Like, Nate, you could go coach some sports.
He did not
make money.
He was not a good coach.
His defense,
he can't take the reason why they were 8-8 was because of the defense, and the defense was coached by Jim Schwartz,
who was a terrible head coach.
A terrible head coach, but he's a great defensive coordinator.
Sure.
And this guy was supposed to be a great offensive mind, and their offense sucked, and they have weapons on their team.
All right. Well, this will be a better lineup. This will be better for Diana because this is more along the lines of what she's talking
about.
No,
this is not. You guys are twisting on what I'm saying.
No. Oprah is
communist.
Oprah now.
I'm not a communist. I think we should spend more fucking money and energy and time into
I thought you were from the South.
Educating fucking people instead of just watching other people play games.
I want to hear about Oprah.
And we are because Oprah is going on tour to encourage realizing your self-worth. And she's asking Bay Area performers to work for free on those things.
I think that's bullshit. I agree with everything.
What?
You need to get a cut and stuff.
You're
like,
worth so much that I'm going to pay you nothing.
Lena.
Even though I own half the world.
Lena Dunham. What's her name?
Lena Dunham did that.
Yeah,
and
but
shamed
she,
her into do,
exactly.
paying.
Exactly. Yeah.
She is sending mixed signals with this whole thing.
So local hula hoop performer.
Okay, let's cut the rope right there. Can we just...
And the other thing is, Lena Dunham is not Oprah. So nobody will go do shit for free for Lena Dunham, but a whole bunch of people will go see it for Oprah.
Well, local hula hoop performer Revolva was contacted by Harpo's event company to perform at Oprah's Live the Life You Want event stop in San Jose. She was thrilled beyond belief. Thrilled, that is, until Harpo conceded that they wouldn't be compensating her for hours, effort, or travel. See, unfortunately for Revolva and many, many other creative workers, the Harpo organization didn't feel they should pay her, despite the fact that tickets cost attendees anywhere from $99 to $999.
What?
And that's not a sporting event.
Who the fuck is paying...
Silly housewives.
A bunch of your cousins.
None of my cousins got that kind of bucks, bro. Let me tell you.
It's going to be a bunch of your cousins.
Nobody in the Platts family has more than like $100,000.
There's going to be a bunch of women there whose husbands paid for it.
That is it.
Because if they didn't, they would pay for it. So still, Harpo's event producers did not have a budget for that. From Revolva, I should have known that in the phone call with your producer that there was a deep spiritual lesson in store for me. Here's the paraphrase conversation. Producer, your stuff sounds great. Are you interested? Me, hell yes, Oprah. Producer, okay, so just to be clear, you'd be on a stage outside the event, and you know, just to be clear, Oprah will not be on that stage.
Oh, what the fuck?
And just to be clear, the gig, not paid. Now, I get making it clear to a performer, you're not going to be performing on stage with Oprah.
Yeah.
Don't, you're part of auxiliary entertainment outside.
Right.
But you gotta pay people. When you're Oprah.
You got to.
So rather than accepting the gig, Revolva penned an essay about the ordeal. It's not an ordeal. No one went to your house with a whip and put a chain around your neck and dragged you out with your hula hoop.
It's not an ordeal.
I'll give you that. You just go, look, Oprah, I don't work for free, bitch.
And
you
exactly.
that's all. It's not an ordeal. People need to lighten up about what's a fucking ordeal.
That's
you know what's
fact.
An ordeal? Being stuck in Terminal A at Sacramento International Airport for 5.5 hours.
Reference
that's an ordeal.
The previous episode.
That's an ordeal.
Yes.
Not having live TV on a flight across the country. An ordeal with an old man farting in their own front.
What's an ordeal is being a lesbian looking at two Dick Dan. That's an ordeal.
That's an ordeal.
That's an ordeal.
You can't get it out of your mind. So,
why'd you bring it up?
I'm sorry.
Can't get it right.
Almost there. I was almost there.
So, anyway, she wrote to the producer, "Hi, Carrie. Thank you for getting back to me. I totally understand where you're coming from. As of right now, we've completely booked all the time slots for this event." Oh, Carrie is the hula hoop performer. "If we have another event with a larger budget, I'll reach out in the future." Totally. If your $999 ticket event is not one with a high enough budget to pay local performers, then yes, please keep me in mind for the tour with $1,999 tickets. Thank you, Revolva.
Okay, don't be calling yourself Revolva and thinking you're hot shit because you're really cold diarrhea.
Listen,
you play with hula hoops.
She's a local hula hoop performer.
Let me tell you, back up in Truckee where I grew up, I was a 17-year-old boy and I made a 9-year-old girl cry when I won the hula hoop competition. Okay, there was about 30 people involved.
Sam.
I felt like a king that day.
Sam.
Revolva can suck my dick.
Sam.
I'm sorry, Kareem.
That's not something you brag about, man.
Damn it! That's on the recording. I'm sorry. Cancel that.
Has anyone ever referred to you
as a punk-ass bitch? Motherfucker. I get
You're
bitched.
A punk-ass motherfucker.
Thanks, Nate.
You're welcome.
It's true.
Yeah. That's from the movie Stretch, by the way, directed by Sacramento director Joe Carnahan.
Yeah, that's going to think people are going to think you and Diana are kind of close.
We're a couple.
Dude, I don't even fucking do that shit.
I'm not talking about a couple. Like a couple of peas in a pod.
Like peas in a pod.
Like we have a lot in common.
Like I have a lot in common.
But not really the same thing in common.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not something
Diane,
to brag
let's
about.
Go wear pink and play with fluffy things.
Okay, what kind of gay do you think I am, dude? Like, your type of gay wouldn't be the same type of gay for me. Like,
don't ruin this, Diana.
It's okay if that's the case, you know.
Why are you going to be a hater?
Thanks, Kareem.
You know, it's okay, but, you know, if you're not, then that's not some shit you brag about. I'm just trying to help you out.
I made a 9-year-old girl cry.
And that's like two things.
I don't
and
know
that,
if that's okay to
and
say.
Actually, the fact that you made a 9-year-old girl cry, that might be the
that's
gayest thing
shameful.
You did.
Okay. I could shake my hips.
Okay, yes.
I can shake my hips.
Dear God.
You can have a dick or a vagina and appreciate that shit.
The fact that you would make a 9-year-old girl cry to self-promote, that is like the gayest shit you could have did.
I accept that.
Dude, yes. I don't think the gays would even do that.
Nate, take us away.
Okay.
Take the
Jess
take
Perez. Perez would do that shit.
Hey. Perez says a lot of things that's questionable.
You know what's really annoying? Getting stuck in traffic on the freeway.
Yes, you know
what's even more annoying? When you find out it was a naked dude that caused it all.
The custody this morning after he was found walking with no clothes along the 8 freeway in La Mesa. Sky Fox was overhead at 11 o'clock this morning. Drivers reported seeing him taking his clothes off and running in the lanes. Officers surrounded him with taser guns drawn and took him into custody. He is currently under mental evaluation.
He said he wanted to go to heaven. So, I don't know, he's a little unstable. That's why we took him to county mental health for evaluation.
Police say he was involved in a three-car crash nearby and was trying to run away.
Uh-oh.
One of the drivers involved in that crash was taken to the hospital.
So anybody who says they want to go to heaven, a little unstable.
Mentally unstable,
mentally unstable. So we've learned.
What about just running around naked? That feels okay to me. That feels. What's wrong with that?
Can you account for your whereabouts? Were you in San Diego recently?
Okay.
Why does that always happen in San Diego? Didn't the Coney guy, didn't that happen
yes.
in San Diego?
Yes. And which prompted the South Park song.
There's something about beaches and being naked that go hand in hand. So if you're in San Diego, it's really not that hard to believe.
Yeah.
We're born naked. We're going to die. We should die naked. I guess most people don't die naked.
Well, you know, that's...
You know what? Sam was probably like Matthew McConaughey playing naked bongos and shit. That's Sam.
Naked bongos.
Yeah, that's Sam, yeah.
I'm in. Count me in. Where the sun always shines. He's gonna jack it. Been spreading the word and now I need to ease my mind. Jack it. Been planting them apple seeds and while the apples grow. Johnny Appleseed? Go out jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, jacking it, spanking it, smack. I don't need no shirt, no. Gonna take them pants right off. He's about to jack it. On such a bright day, who needs underwear or socks? Jack it, jack it, ho. Been around God's country, and there's one thing I know. There's no better place for jacking it than San Diego. Word. Jack it, jack it, jack it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, spanking it, smack. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Jacking it, spanking it. Come to San Diego, there's so much to see. From the sparkling waters of Mission Bay to the warm tortillas of Old Town. And after a day of sightseeing, why not try spanking it in one of our charming city streets? San Diego, come, take a load off. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, smacking it, smack. Whacking it, whackity, whack. Spanking it, jerking it, smacking it, smack. The cars are passing me by, they honk and say hello.
Hey, that guy's jacking it.
From his window, there's a guy shooting video. Video of him jacking. And if the good Lord Jesus comes knocking on my door, just tell him that I'm jacking it in San Diego.
Jacking it, jacking. All right, yeah, that's the Coney guy, South Park's take on that whole thing, so... I'm sorry, I love that.
I don't even know what to say about that.
How recent is that episode?
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, it's a few years.
I totally forgot
years
about
old.
That.
All right, let's quickly do this. This.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, getting paid for doing nothing. Kareem.
Tool.
Sam.
Tool as fuck.
Diana.
Wait, in the sense that you do something and you don't get paid, or you...
You get paid for doing nothing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. That's hella cool.
I mean, if I was the one getting paid for doing nothing, if someone else is, that's fucking tool. But if it's me, it's cool.
All right. Up next in Cooler Tool, Oprah not paying, Sam.
Oprah not paying people who are working their asses off. Tool as fuck.
Diana.
Tool.
Kareem.
Okay, I confused the last two with the last one with that one. But yeah, the first one was cool. This one is tool. Yeah.
See, I thought that was confusing.
Yeah. Oprah. Get control of your peeps. And finally in cooler tool, nudity. Diana?
Depends on the situation, so I'm going to go with depends on who would be cool.
Sam, I think I know where you're going with this.
Hella cool, baby.
Kareem?
As long as it's not Sam playing the bongos.
Nudity's cool. Where would we be on the internet without it? There would be nothing on the internet but sports scores. If there wasn't nudity, I mean, right? Absolutely. All right, that's cooler tool. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the show. The Bada Bing Club from the TV show The Sopranos is actually Satin Dolls, home of the original Bada Bing. Yeah, it was the stand-in in the show. It was robbed right before Christmas, and again... just before New Year's, or just after New Year's. Robbing a strip club right before Christmas? Jesus and Santa Claus are very disappointed in you robbers. According to NorthJersey.com, robbers armed with shotguns broke in and took about 30 grand.
Oh, fuck.
On December 21st.
That's gangster.
Yeah, it is. Then on Friday after New Year's, robbers struck again between 2 and 5 a.m. Someone smashed the strip club's front glass door, pried open the office door to access the safe, but they didn't take anything. Police said they didn't know if the burglaries are related. They are still waiting to review surveillance video of the second incident. Prime suspects include a couple of guys who were giving Polly Walnut some funny looks this one time. It's a Sopranos joke.
Okay.
Polly Walnuts was in The Sopranos. By the way, Family Guy this last week, the guy who played Polly Walnuts had a cameo in it as they were insulting Italians.
Oh, that's what that guy was. I was like, what the fuck?
That was awesome.
I was really confused. And then I got it. Now everything makes sense now.
Okay. Now, Sam, the story that you were intrigued by. Yeah. This from Burlington, Iowa, not Burlington, Vermont.
Ah.
There are many Burlingtons.
Are there co-factories in Iowa?
Could be. A woman is facing harassment charge after having a box of cow poop mailed to her.
Yes!
To her neighbors after they repeatedly complained about her dogs barking.
That's funny.
Police say Kimberly Captavilia, who's 51, sent the smelly package to neighbors Steve Rowland and Mary Eipert through the website poopsenders.com. I didn't know there was such a thing. After the neighbors repeatedly complained to police about poopsenders.com. After they reportedly complained to police about her dog barking during the past 3 years. On December 13th, Roland received a package in the mail from poopsenders.com. That's according to the district attorneys. Inside the package was a substance that was identified as animal feces. Yeah, that from poopsenders.
I can't believe that's a thing.
This blesses my soul. That's called capitalism at its finest.
Well, that was on the 13th. On the 29th, officers spoke with Kimberly Captavilia, who stated she had the package sent to the Rowlands because of the ongoing problems between the two families. Police said that poopsenders.com, which offers deliveries of cow, elephant, and gorilla poop.
Gorilla poop!
How do they even get this shit?
Diana, guess what you're getting for your birthday? Do you prefer elephant or gorilla?
They sent it through the U.S. Postal Service, did not break the law by filling Captavilia's order. The website says customers may not use our service to threaten, constitute harassment, violate a legal restraint, or other unlawful purpose.
That's safe. Good job to their lawyer for fucking thinking about that one.
The customer agrees to this as a gag gift, novelty service, or for entertainment only. And that is their only intention. Captavilia was cited on third-degree harassment due in court January 6th. The suspect told Burlington newspaper The Hawkeye that she did not intend for her neighbors to be offended by the package. Oh, no, I'm sure not.
Of course not. Yeah,
you piss me off and I want to make you happy.
I sent you shit to cheer you up.
She said, in no way, shape, or form did I intend this to be anything more than a practical joke. I was given a website I thought was anonymous. I thought it would be a funny thing to do to send it to my neighbors.
Oh, she doesn't want to get credit for the funny joke that she made?
After all the problems we've had, I thought it would be a funny thing to do. I'm sorry if they took offense to it. If they took offense, I apologize. I never intended to harass them. I look forward to having my day in court.
This dumb bitch. Oh, my God.
Now, if you recall from our show, last week or the week before, we referenced the game company Cards Against Humanity mailing out 30,000 boxes of literal poop from an actual bull as part of a Black Friday promotion. Those boxes were sent directly to the customers.
I love that game.
That's for real?
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah, they had a Black Friday deal. It was literal bullshit. So there you go. Poopsenders.com. Sam has bookmarked it.
Damn. I wonder.
Sam is sending us some poop right now. What are you talking about?
God,
I got each of your birthdays covered.
This is so
elephant,
crazy.
Elephant, kangaroo, and gorilla.
I'll have yours delivered to News 10.
Oh my God.
Happy belated birthday. They call themselves.
Sam, why is there shit all over your cubicle?
They call themselves the ultimate gag gift. Sweet revenge at its finest.
But they are not supposed to be used as revenge.
Correct.
That's the dumbest fucking. Oh my God!
Hold on. Let's see. I'm not gonna read all of their.
I lost brain cells. This even being an option. Right. I lost brain cells.
All right. Here's the. They have a poop combo pack.
What's the combo? You got gorilla.
All right.
Deer?
So I'm gonna start from the bottom. You can get a quart of cow dung for $15.95 plus $7.95 shipping. You can get a gallon of cow dung for $24.95 plus $9.95 shipping.
Let's get to the good stuff. Give me elephant.
A quart of that is $17.95 plus $7.95 shipping.
Okay.
A gallon is $26.95 plus $9.95 shipping. If you want to go gorilla, that's going to be a little pricier. That's $19.95 for a quart plus the $7.95 shipping. A gallon of gorilla shit, that's going to be $28.95.
Wow. We'll see who you love more. We're going to see which
who
animal
gets the gorilla
you,
shit.
Who you want to spend your money on.
Or if you just want to go all out, you can get the poop combo pack, which is three types of poop in one package. 1 gallon.
That's true love.
This is actually a pretty good deal. 1 gallon. Well, I guess if you, it is a good deal and it's not, but for variety it is, for quantity it is not. 1 gallon combo pack, $44.95 plus $9.95 shipping. Each package contains the following business card right in the poop.
Oh my God.
One says you've, the front says, you've been pooped on, want to know by whom? Over. We'll never send. We'll never tell. www.poopsenders.com.
But it's
we
not
will never tell.
It was not anonymous because this bitch got
yeah,
in
we'll,
trouble.
We'll never tell except when the cops ask, and then we'll totally tell.
Then it's all
snitches get stitches.
Oh,
back
so
it up.
Yeah, so look for your package from poopsenders.com.
This is so wrong.
Over,
I'm not okay with this.
I am so sad. Sam,
I accept this.
Sam, I'm really sad that I did not know about this in time for
yeah.
Secret Santa.
Oh, Nate, I would not be offended.
Because I got this is gonna be totally inside. Just
Robert.
Sam and I got Robert.
Yes,
I would have loved to have gotten him a nice cord of gorilla.
No one could appreciate it more.
Sorry, totally inside joke. Anyway, moving on. Mentioned that detoxes are a waste of your time and money. It's true. The Washington Post came out with an article. From a scientific standpoint, there's no good reason to do a detox unless you're in rehab, because no amount of juicing will atone for the health sins of 2014, and you might actually be doing yourself more harm than good.
Word.
Now, it would be great if the right combination of freshly squeezed juices could make us all healthier and happier, but that just isn't the case. And this isn't news either. As quickly as juice cleanses have emerged as a popular diet option, scientists have come out to debunk their usefulness. For starters, the idea of the need for a detox, that your body is full of things that shouldn't be in there and can be flushed out in a more natural food and drink, is a bit misguided. From The Telegraph, one misconception confronted in the report is the notion that you can lead a chemical-free life. This is clearly wrong because everything is made of chemicals. So claims that products that are chemical-free are not true. A report on the Greenpeace International website states, if someone came into your house, mixed you a cocktail of chemicals, and offered it to you, would you take them? Of course not. You wouldn't want untested chemicals in your home, your drink, or your body. You don't want them, but shockingly, they're already there.
So because you can't get rid of all of them, you're not supposed to try to get rid of any of them. That makes no absolutely
so
no
you're a cleanse
sense.
Man, you're a cleanse man.
I'm not a cleanse man, but the thought that because you can't get rid of all of them, you shouldn't try to get rid of any of them, that's fucking ridiculous.
Well, your body is designed specifically to detoxify itself all the time. So your liver is for. If bad things could just build up infinitely in an otherwise healthy individual, we'd all be done for. And there's no evidence that drinking extra water or consuming certain foods speeds up the process in the least. If you've got the feeling that your kidneys aren't pulling their weight, you don't need a week of juicing. You need to see a doctor. But for most people doing a detox regimen, especially during peak New Year's resolution season, it's about getting healthier, usually thinner in general, and not just cutting down on dangerous chemicals. So is there any reason to chug kale juice exclusively for a few days? They talk about fasting can actually make it harder for your body to go about its natural detoxing.
Yeah, but the other thing that comes out of juicing is you get the vitamins and minerals from the stuff in the juice that you normally don't get from your food.
If you're doing, and they're talking about these cleanses that you buy on the counter. If you're actually making your own juice, yeah, that's way better for you.
Yeah, okay.
That they're talking about these things. It's like the 5-day cleanse. It comes in a little cardboard box and you mix it up. That nonsense. Yeah, that's.
I feel like anything that comes in a cardboard box is probably
exactly.
not the best idea
yeah.
anyway.
But they yeah,
but they had to write an article
they had
about
to write
it.
An article about it.
To inform everybody else.
Yeah.
And what
then
if that
I get
shit
it.
Shit
that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But the article, you know, it didn't say the cleanses in the box. It's not in the title of the thing. It said cleansing, period.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, see, that. So that's why.
Douche?
Yeah.
Cleansing your period?
Otherwise, it wouldn't be like a real article. Like, who else would click on? Who would
click on
that?
It, yeah.
But then again, a lot of people that would click on that probably don't have enough common sense anyway. I'm just done with fucking people. Why do you have a picture of Tamina on your phone?
Because we're friends on Facebook.
That's so creepy.
A little bit on the inside.
Pounding on the wall.
Someone could be getting their mail, actually.
Is someone getting some? Oh, never mind.
They could be getting their mail.
Some mail. See what I did there? So fucking funny.
Getting their mail.
Hey, a couple of quick things out of Florida. Apparently, this was very weird to me, but now in a lot of places, corporal punishment, people still want to do it, but how do you know you're doing it safely? Cops will come over.
On the Treasure Coast, where sheriff's deputies say a father called them before he paddled his daughter.
As John Zanidis explains, the man wanted to make sure he disciplined his daughter without breaking the law.
That makes sense.
It might sound a bit bizarre, a father having a sheriff's deputy watch while he spanks his daughter. But we talked to the Okeechobee Sheriff's Office. Oddly enough, they say it happens a lot more than you might think.
Everybody's paranoid to hit their kids because of, you know, the consequences.
At what point is spanking considered child abuse?
There is a big difference in beating your child and disciplining your child.
An Okeechobee dad wanted to discipline his 12-year-old daughter by paddling her, but he didn't want to break the law, so he called a sheriff's deputy to come to his house to supervise.
The parents are seeking guidance and how do I deal with my child, and, you know, it's within statute for them to discipline their children and spank them.
It's a call the Okeechobee County Sheriff's Office does get from time to time. The Okeechobee Undersheriff says he himself has supervised about a dozen spankings.
You are entitled to paddle your child, whether you use your hand, you use a belt, you use a paddle. Within reason, as long as you're paddling the buttocks.
Have you ever heard of anyone doing that? Have you ever heard of anyone calling?
No, not because that's a good one, though. Good for him. That's all I got to say. Good for him.
The undersheriff.
There you go.
I feel like that's more traumatizing to like get your ass spanked and then see a cop just watching it.
Absolutely.
I think that's more traumatizing than
anything.
That
is the fucking point. She did some shit for him to call the police to whoop your ass.
Okay, so honey, if you do it again, not only are you going to get a spanking, you're going to have the cops watch.
Yes, you deserve to get your ass whooped.
I like how it was like he had to like specify, there's a difference between beating your child and discipline. No fucking shit.
That also puts the kibosh on kids going, I'm going to call the police and report you.
Exactly.
I'm going to call the cops and have the watchman spank you, girl.
Yeah, so behave, kid. You know, these two actually, also in Florida Corner, could have used a little bit of that. There was a couple that was trapped in a closet for 2 days.
In a closet?
Except it was unlocked.
Insert R. Kelly's.
They're not really trapped.
It took 2 days for the Florida man who thought he was trapped in an unlocked...
You in the closet?
unlocked janitor's closet with a woman to call 911 on his cell phone 2 days before he called 911. And
how does this battery last that long?
I know. And it was only until police arrived that John Arwood, who's 31, and Amber Campbell, who's 25, and has a sweet dollar sign tattoo right on the front of her throat, by the way, realized they could have opened the door to the closet at Daytona State College and walked out at any time.
They're full of shit.
That's according to the Orlando Sentinel.
Not anymore, because it's all next to them.
The pair told police they were chased into the closet on Sunday, but Arwood didn't dial 911 until Tuesday, and his phone's location was tracked. The pair were found inside the closet along with feces and copper scouring pads often used to smoke crack. No drugs were found, but the pair still faced several charges.
Smoked it all.
She looks like she did a lot of drugs. A lot. Like at 25, that's what she looks like.
Yes.
That's insane.
That's what they did in the club.
She's younger than you.
I know. Holy shit. That's crazy.
Smoke some crack.
The guy's not so bad. I think he did it so he can get laid.
By the way, when are you going to get a sweet dollar sign tattooed on the front of your neck like that?
Smoke some crack and shit in the closet.
Once I start doing crack, which is probably never.
Fair enough. Hey, you can get almost anything at Costco, right? It's the magical place.
You can get shit in the closet.
Well, in Santa Maria, California, a couple paid tribute to their love by exchanging vows at the place where they first met, the frozen food section of their local Costco.
Oh, God.
Robert, it's kind of romantic. You don't even have to feed the wedding or like get a cater. You could just do it on prime sample.
Here, you can have the last box of fruit bars.
Robert and Meredith Bonilla, who went last week in the Santa Maria Costco after it closed for the evening, said they chose the frozen food section as the aisle to walk down because it was a spot where they first met about a year ago. The couple exchanged...
Well, that was their first fucking mistake.
He's whipped.
The couple exchanged vows atop wooden pallets before posing for pictures in locations around the Costco. Well, it's probably a cheaper wedding than most, so it's not necessarily a bad idea. Yeah, they've got photos all around the Costco. So, yeah, that's...
I kind of want to know when they get divorced.
I'll keep an eye on it.
I don't care about celebrity couples, but that one, I want to see how long this one lasts.
You want the Costco divorce thing? Yeah. That's what you're kind of curious about? All right. Well, let's wrap up the show. By the way, did I mention that...
Costco divorce.
Sure, that comes in.
Did you
meet your wife at the strip club or the Costco?
I want to date a stripper. There's still time.
That's right.
You don't know where they've been, 26. Diana.
At the strip club.
You're 26. Yeah, you're 26. Yeah, plenty of time to date a stripper.
There you go. Hey, by the way, did you not get what you wanted for Christmas? Was there something else you needed? Something maybe for your everyday life? Something as a treat? Maybe something from Amazon.com. If you're going to shop Amazon, please go to our website first. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab. It does not cost anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. So
we appreciate it.
Thank you in advance. Thank you to everybody who did that for Christmas shopping, Hanukkah shopping, Kwanzaa shopping, whatever shopping you did. I do appreciate it. Big shout out to Sushi
Ryan.
Did they
sell fingers extensions?
Sushi Ryan.
Well, they do sell sex toys, so...
I have not had any complaints.
Have you had any customers?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Would you put your fingers in a man's butthole?
No.
Did you do that?
I would never put my finger in any butthole.
You're too drunk to remember.
No, I would. I was not that drunk.
You would. Okay, so you're with the girl of your dreams, and you're having fun, and you're doing your thing.
She's like, I got another hole. You've got five more fingers.
Yeah,
put them up in there.
And she's like, oh, I will really get off if you just put one more in my butt. You wouldn't do that.
Here's the thing. If she was the girl of my dream, she probably... It wouldn't... You know what? If we were together for a very, very long time, there's a lot of things that I decide I'm not going to do unless we're married. Okay. And so that is probably one of those things.
You are the most non-freakiest lesbian I have ever met.
I know.
I appreciate
you
that,
you should
though.
Totally pick her up like a six-pack.
That
you
is
know,
it.
Middle finger in one hole and thumb in the other. Pick her up like a six pack. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
I heard that in high school. It still holds true.
Holds.
You can't actually pick a woman up like that. That would do some damage.
That
but,
would not be okay.
But you can rub
the form is similar.
But you can rub them together. Yeah.
Wow.
It's true. You've learned something today. You might want to take some notes on your phone. Whip it out for later. There you go. Yep. Kareem's doing some stuff too.
Diana has
your fingers might not be long enough, so you have to do this from right here.
You're such a dick. You're such an asshole.
Did you catch that?
You're such an asshole. I hate you so much.
Hey, welcome back, Diana. Happy New Year.
Hey, we're just trying to help you out.
It's a sensitive topic right now, okay? Because there haven't been any customers, so it's like.
Well, maybe if you weren't so uptight.
Hey, we're gonna.
I'm a romantic. I'm actually thinking, like, I'm almost to the point where I'm contemplating if I should just be asexual or if I should just, like, not have sex again until I'm married.
You know what you need to do? You need to find a lesbian dating show and go on that. That's what you need to be, the lesbian bachelorette.
I'm not really good with first impressions.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot of girls going to hit on you.
First impressions are bullshit.
You're going to get hit on in Arizona a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You're going to Arizona.
Yeah, you're
going to
moisten that desert landscape.
Ew!
The rains, they are coming.
Oh, God. Ew.
All right, let's save Diana.
By the time
don't
I
let
get
the big
to
world
Arizona.
Overwhelm you.
Now I can't
let's
have sex
small.
There. I'm just going to think
small
of you guys.
News.
That's just fucking cock-blocked me.
Oh, are you kidding? We set the trail up for you.
Small town news.
Yeah, and speak out. Hey, almost every state has laws against inciting riots. Why is Al Sharpton still a free man? Also, if most of us refuse to pay our taxes, we'd be in prison. Why is he still a free man? He's gonna get something for his taxes. I mean, Wesley Snipes did time.
Where did you find these people?
And they wrote into the newspaper, Kareem.
What's the Snipes time?
Hey, so we're paying under $3 a gallon for gas at Christmas. Big deal. The price was under $3 a gallon on my cross-country road trip 2 months ago, including San Francisco to Los Angeles. And it was under $2 a gallon 2 weeks ago in Indiana and Ohio. Hey, check GasBuddy.com. We're getting ripped off in New York.
I support that story.
Yeah, but 8 years this ago, it was $10 a gallon.
What are you talking about? 8 years ago, it was 10 cents a gallon.
No, 8 years ago, it was $4.50.
I embellished the truth a bit. A
little bit.
But let's be honest. It took 100 years to go from like 30 cents to $2, and then they jump another $2 in like less than 10 years. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that was the fix was in, man.
The fix was in.
Hey, in Vermont, if you are in the country illegally and work illegally, you get a driver's license. In New York, if you sell loose cigarettes illegally, you lose your life.
Shit got real on Speak Out.
Holy shit!
That's just as ridiculous. That's just as ridiculous as the first thing. There's some truth in it, but there's a lot of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Hey, Plattsburgh is a beautiful city, except in winter, too many sidewalks, wheelchair curb to road access ramps are clogged with ice and snow, preventing citizens' safe passage. The disabled can't circumvent it. Children and pedestrians risk dangerous slush, slick traffic. Clean up and beautify, please.
Stay your ass in the house.
Stop.
Right?
Stop the winter.
Get some fucking salt and a fucking shovel and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, welfare fraud. How can people possibly get away with milking the system? Getting total assistance? Room and board and cash? Cry fake back injury.
No, my back really hurts.
Hey, to those who are writing about the intersection of Route 374 and Military Turnpike, there's no turn-only lane on Route 374 as indicated by the lane markings and a lack of turn-only signal. There are only two lanes for a short distance until they merge. So, yes, vehicles may pass on the right. Bob?
Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Because I get so pissed when there's no one in the left lane and someone behind me chooses to pass on the left. I'm like, why?
That's why? Where you're supposed to pass.
Yeah. No, you're supposed to pass on the left.
Yeah.
It's called the passing lane.
Yeah.
Well, this is
what you just said.
Yeah.
No. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I fully meant to say that the person behind me passes on the right
playing.
When there's no one on the left.
Too much naked bongo play.
I'm bonging something.
And finally, to all you unregistered daycare providers, word of advice. If you're providing care for more than two children, you will get caught. It's illegal to provide for more than two children and not claim your earnings. Just be careful. You're being watched.
Damn.
That's so creepy.
Somebody got some bitterness in their heart
that
towards
person you. Watching.
One song.
Yeah.
What's happening, Nate?
We're wrapping up the show. This is the song they close out top five with. So I thought I would. You need to settle down.
Yeah. What
is this, a remix?
It is.
Fuck what?
Are you done?
You better cut the shit.
I really think that you should thank your mother for having you be born on like this day. Otherwise, Kareem would punch you in the throat. And he's within hitting distance.
I just kind of slapped his inner thigh. And
how he has not backhanded you, I do not know.
He's got good form.
This is how you know I have a lot of white friends.
Yes!
That is how you know.
You're getting ready for Selma. Just channeling nonviolence.
Yeah, I'm just like.
So, yeah, that's. Next week, we'll talk to Kareem about top five
and Selma.
Nice. I hope I'll get out to see Selma. Just because I want to see it, and I don't want to. Don't spoil it and tell me how it ends. That's it. Everybody, have a good weekend. Have a safe weekend.
Peace.
Enjoy it. We'll see you next time. Oh, by the way, there's a Well Hung podcast on Monday. I haven't been able to say that in months.
Well, go click it.
So look for that on Monday. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Bye bye.
Deuce. To my
just slapped us, bitch face.